What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Nail Shop. This is Kasari, and I am coming to you guys with like some business tax stuff slash vent slash just trying to let y'all know what's up. Just a little bit of a background. I deal with all different kind of taxes, but one thing that I specialize in, especially being self-employed, is self-employed taxes. Even before I was self-employed, I really understood self-employed taxes because of a lot of my family being self-employed and just so on and so forth. And I told you guys I've been doing taxes for a long, 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 long time. So there is a form. There still is a form, 1099 MISC, miscellaneous, right? That for a while used to be considered a form that was like if you had it, you were definitely self-employed. Type of thing. And then when self-employment had to like really start being defined because of all of the like Uber drivers and Instacarters and just side gigs, right? They had to define what self-employed really meant, because some people were like, nah, bullshit, like these people don't, you know, like I should be an employee. So basically, long story short, they came up with a new form, 1099 NEC. That means that's a non-employee compensation. So that means, period, point blank, you ain't our employee, right? So what happens when you're a 1099 NEC? The person who earned the income on that 1099 NEC is liable for Medicare taxes that have to be paid and Social Security taxes that have to be paid, okay? So when you're a W-2 employee, when you take a look, and at some point in time, my listeners, because I've seen the demographics, you guys have had a job. So at some point in time, when you take a look at your W-2, or even just like each pay stub, there's always going to be what you bring home, and then that's going to be separate from like your taxes, and it's going to be like different taxes. You'll see some federal on there sometimes, you'll see some state on there, you might see some FICA, you'll see Social Security, Medicare, and it'll say like SS. It's a lot of things are abbreviated, okay? And then when you get your W-2, everything is divided into boxes, from box one all the way down to box, I think 21 or 22 or some shit, right? So, and all of these boxes mean something, okay? There's a box that has your name, and there's a box that has the person who paid you, their information. It's going to have how much they paid you. That's box one. It's going to be, and no, I'm sorry. And this is for W-2, okay? Don't confuse it. Again, different. On the 1099 NEC, there's different boxes, different things, and so on and so forth. So right now, I'm just focusing in on a W-2 so you guys can kind of see the difference. But on, and I don't have one in front of me, but I think it's like on box 5 or 6 or something like that, 4 or 5, 4 or 5 or 6, something like that, it'll have Social Security and Medicare. So it'll have, you know, what you paid into it and what was reported and so on and so forth, right? Now, when you're self-employed, unless you physically, the person who has the self-employed income, go in and pay their quarterly taxes, what ends up happening is that self-employment tax is just accumulating. So the more money you make self-employed, the more you're gonna have to, if you haven't paid nowhere else in Social Security and Medicare, because there is a cap on how much Social Security and Medicare a person has to pay in, and that's based off of income and all these different things that are a factor, right? So back to the NEC. When you're self-employed, if you have a 1099 NEC form, or if you just get cash, if you're in the self-employed spectrum and you're not, like I said, paying quarterly taxes, you are liable for not only federal taxes that from the money that you made, but you're also looking at having to pay your portion of Social Security and Medicare. Like, there's now you do get there's a line on your 1040, and the 1040 is where all the information as far as all the income is accumulated, all the credits, all the taxes and everything. Each line is a form that the IRS sees to go over, that they see this is okay, this is the total calculation from everything, and so on and so forth. So there is a spot for Social Security, and there's like half of it that you can write off, right? But it's only half. The other part, you still have to fucking pay. So let's say, and what it's called is a self-employment tax, all right? And like I said, that self-employment tax is covering Medicare, Social Security, and then you get half off from there. So let's say your self-employment tax was $10,000, okay? Because I've seen self-employment tax that fucking high. 10 racks. That means that you can initially write up to 5 racks off, half, okay? Because like I said, you can write up to half of your self-employment, aka Social Security tax, off. But you still have federal that has to be paying federal taxes on the money that you accumulated. And you still have the other half of that self-employment tax. So you still have that $5,000. So if your self-employment tax is $10,000, that means you probably made about $150,000 self-employed, and your federal tax is gonna be, and this is a single person, because again, different, like if the, when you're married, when you have dependents, all of these numbers, they fluctuate and so on and so forth. Okay, so this is why I'm just throwing out random, like what do you call it, like vague details about it, because I don't want you guys to get hooked on the fact of, oh, well, let me make this much and this is how much I'm gonna have to pay, or if I ever make this much, I'm discouraged because I don't want to have to pay this much stuff. You know what I'm saying? This is, I'm just speaking before deductions, write-offs, all of the other kind of stuff. The only one deduction that I did speak of was the self-employment deduction of the half. Okay. But I'm saying all of this to say, the more money you make, because a lot of people be like to tell you about the write-off. Oh, you can write this off, you write this off. And that's true. You can, okay? And especially if you've done it, make sure you have all of your records for it, because at any given time, saying what, I think the IRS has up to 7 years to audit you. You need to have all your ducks in a row, okay? As long as you can prove that the money was spent where the fuck you said it was spent for those deductions for your businesses, more power to you, okay? But there's a lot of people who have businesses that make a lot of money and they don't have write-offs like that. Like, I know, for instance, like bookkeeping, you can make a grip of money doing bookkeeping, but unless you have like a contract workers, people up underneath you, like unless you have a big overhead, like an office, running space and stuff like that, which a lot of bookkeeping, I know a lot of people who do bookkeeping, they do it from home, which is bomb, you know, they don't have a lot of fucking write-offs. So even if, let's say, you're married, filing joint, but you have no dependents, or if you do have dependents. No, we're gonna say you don't have any dependents. Like, and you don't have any fucking write-offs. Like, damn. You can end up owing a lot of money in taxes. Excuse me. I hate when it's down when I get my hiccups. You can end up owing a lot of money in taxes, but not just federal, depending on the state you live in. Like I live in California, you have to give them some money too, you know? So when you're out here making your money and, you know, work hard, play hard, remember Uncle Sam wants his little dollars too. Now, there are other things that you can do, especially depending on your tax bracket, your tax bracket and like your filing, like as far as your corporations and different things to be able to help minimize the taxes that's owed on the income. It also depends on the type of income you're making, if it's passive income or not, you know what I'm saying? But there's things that you can do to help alleviate some of that, those taxes, but it comes down to like getting with someone, because I'm not telling you to go and go learn everything about taxes. I'm not telling you to come and have me do your taxes. I just want you to be aware that when you do get your taxes done, and let's say you have the ideal fucking circumstances where you have write-offs, okay? Like buku fucking write-offs, like but you're self-employed and you don't have any dependents. Don't be surprised if, especially if you're making anything over $60,000. I really want to say fucking 40, okay? Anything over $40,000, you're single and you're self-employed with no dependents. Like, even with write-offs, you can be looking at having to owe Uncle Sam some monies, you know? So if you're looking at having to owe Uncle Sam, when I'm telling you, like, at the $40,000 mark, which in these day and ages, like, yeah, that's some good money, but shit, you couldn't live in California with no $40,000 income, boy, unless you got roommates and shit. Like, it, the more money you make, you got to think about these things, and you don't want to be out here like, damn, I'm making more money, but I seem like I'm paying more into taxes, you know? Because another thing that people don't realize is when you're self-employed and you wait until the end of the year, aka the end of the tax season, April, to pay it, they penalize you. You know, like you. So if you like make little payments throughout the year, or if you file a certain kind of way, like especially if you're making a certain income, you know what I'm saying? S corps and C corps may be something that you really want to look into. Talk to your tax professional, but don't think that these people, the people who do your taxes and stuff like that, your accountants and stuff, are trying to get you over. And I can't speak for all of them, okay? I can't speak for all of them. So, and this is why you have to know a little bit about you know, how taxes work. But don't get all upset about, you know, having to pay so much money. If anything, ask your tax professional what you can do to avoid that in the future. You know what I'm saying? Like one thing is an underpayment penalty. That's one thing that they, if you make over a certain kind of money and you're self-employed, they hit you with this underpayment penalty. And that shit can be, it's a percentage of what you've made and versus all kind of stuff, but they hit you for not paying your damn taxes on time, basically, you know? So I'm telling you this so you can, you know, start preparing, because there's only so many credits. There's only so many deductions. There's only so many things that in any given tax year that one person can have. And that's just true to fact. So that's my little tidbit. I hope you guys were able to find that a little bit useful. And as I love to say before I let y'all get on y'all way, I know it was a short one, but sometime kiss, keep it simple, smart one. No, my cousin used to say is keep it simple, stupid. That's what it meant. But anyways, it was supposed to be like a little kiki. I just wanted to keep this one short because it's somebody out there that's listening to this, especially as much as I'm encouraging making businesses and having businesses of your own that, y'all gonna be out there making the big bucks. So because y'all gonna be out there making the damn big bucks, I'm gonna at least be able to save a couple dollars, But as I love to say before I let you go on your way, love, peace, and keep the nails on fleek. Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the nail shop. This is Cassava. And I'm coming to y'all as I'm preparing myself some breakfast, right? I don't eat breakfast often, but I'm gathering all my ingredients so I can go ahead and make me something. I already didn't have a coffee. And as I'm getting stuff together, I'm just thinking to myself and reflecting and getting myself in a right state of mind to be able to, seize my day the way that I feel will bring me happiness, right? And as I'm doing it, I was like, I can share this with my people. You guys are my peoples. Y'all my peoples. You're my people. Even if you didn't know, I'm telling you now. You're my people. So I'm like, let me share this with you guys because it's a part of business. Now, I'm gonna go deeper into what I mean by how it's a part of business, but I've shared with you guys that I want the nail shop to be giving more advice and tidbits to help people grow because I feel like that's my purpose in life is somebody out there needs like some advice, some encouragement to be able to start their own business. Or not even their own business, just start accomplishing the goals that they want in life because everybody don't want their own fucking business. Let's just say that. You know what I'm saying? But there are everyone at some point in time or another has goals that they want to achieve, no matter how big or small that they may be, So one thing that I have been blessed with is obtaining my goals. Now, another thing I need to understand is even though I have been blessed with obtaining my goals, that's only because I've been blessed with the ability to go out and try and fail. Okay? Because the only way anybody's gonna achieve anything is if they go and try it and then they fucking fail at it. Think about riding a bike. Like a little kid, when they're about 4 or 5 years old, that's they see, and they're like, dude, I didn't learn how to ride this damn bike or swing a swing, by themselves. You got to start off somewhere, But when you start off somewhere, you just not like, bam, I'm at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, gonna be some cuts, some bruises, maybe some tears, some all different kind of stuff. Okay. Success is not achieved overnight. It's not. And just like anything in life that you want to achieve and it's hard, that shit comes with some emotions. And you gotta know how to deal with them. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going through this. I'm making my little breakfast. I got my books out. I'm always telling you guys, have your notebooks, have your notebooks. I got my notebooks out, my schedules out. I've already written some stuff down that I've already accomplished for the day. I feel our accomplishments, you know? Because I've learned that when you write out that you've actually done something, it's better than keeping it in your head, because your head will make we're like computers. We turn into like little robots. We get so programmed to just do, go, that you're not taking into account that you've accomplished so many different things. So when you write it out, it gives you a better perspective of, okay, bam, these are the things I need to do, these things I've already done. I'm on the right path. Okay, so I got that out already. Feeling good about that. I already took down, like, you know, I own two different businesses. So I already took care of one part of my business, because it was low key, I was getting anxiety over it. And I'm like, I don't like, it's too fucking early in the morning to feel crazy. You know, I was feeling crazy. And I was like, ah, it's because I have a client that I should be talking to by now and giving them an update. You know what? Let me go ahead and handle this. And I called, took care of the business. And as soon as I was done handling that business, it was like a weight was lifted off my shoulder. Like, okay, bam. And it made me feel fucking good. And I'm not saying that I'm about to be riding this high of, yay, I did this one fucking thing in my business all day. I'm not. I know I'm not, you know? But to know, okay, ooh, I took care of that. Now let's go ahead and let's put something in my body so I don't feel gross. You know, let's help keep up that ride of feeling good and feeling great, you know? Bam, let's take care of that. And while I'm doing that, I can go ahead, while I have my notebooks out, I can jot down the other things that I need to accomplish, okay? I told you I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a business owner, and because I do work from home, the burden of fucking cooking falls on me. My husband wants to get more healthier, eat better. So that falls on me as his wife, you know? So, bam, I made sure I wrote down, bam, one of my goals that I want to complete so I can feel good is I want to make sure I cook some dinner. Okay. So, all right, well, if I'm going to cook some dinner, I got to find what am I going to cook? You know? So I wrote down what am I gonna cook. I'm planning these things out so I don't feel overwhelmed when it is dinner time. Because right now it's not even 11 o'clock. Like I told you guys, I'm making breakfast. Okay, I wake up pretty fucking early. Even when it's not school. JV, oh, the boy, our kid, he is out of town for vacation. For summer vacation, so I don't have to worry about waking him up and doing all of that stuff. Jonathan is, ooh, that's not ready yet. Jonathan is at work, okay, but he was out on a training event, which is awesome. He learned so much during his event, but he hasn't been home. He's been, you know, out doing this training thing. But I'm still making sure that I get my ass up at decent times, and I'm still like doing things. I'm not slowing down my progress towards accomplishing my things in business, okay? Because like I said, success is not built overnight. Business dreams and, you know, scaling is not done overnight. It's little things done every single day that get you there, okay? And sometimes you can do things, those things every single day and still fucking not get to where you're going. And that's why writing things, and then it'll make you feel some type of way. That's why writing things down as you're going, so you can see that you do have progress being made. Like, so you don't feel like you have these, why am I doing this? Like, what is? Like, is this for me? Am I worthy? Should I be doing this? So you're not, when you are having these fucking doubts in your head and these questions in your head, like, why did I even think I could do this? Or am I crazy for wanting this? You know what I'm saying? You can have something to go back on and look like, hell yeah, I'm worthy for doing this. Like, look at all the work I already done put in. Or I already done put in this all of this other work. Let me just keep on going at it. I don't want to make this work go into vain, you know? It has to be different. You got to give yourself reminders of, oh shit, that popped me a little bit, y'all. Ooh, I'm making some hash browns. Ooh, it popped me. You got to have reminders of the things that you accomplished. And those reminders can't be solely off your fucking head, all right? Then, on top of that, you got to do things that make you feel good, you know? So, hash browns make me feel good. I said it. Hash browns. It's minuscule. It's just fucking fried potato in a square, in a rectangle, okay? But it does something to me. So, having myself, some breakfast that, yeah, okay, technically it ain't healthy, but I like it. It makes me feel good. Helping me, just keep putting that shit, those extra toppings on this work sundae that I'm making. Not an ice cream sundae, but a work sundae. You know? Because there's layers to this. I gotta feed myself so I can be able to have some energy. But once I have the energy, I gotta know what I'm doing with it. Like, what am I trying to achieve? What am I trying to do? I'm a one-man team, so there's different things that need to be handled. Some things I'm not gonna wanna freaking do. Some things I enjoy. The podcast. Sometimes it's fucking great. It's amazing. I love being able to share it, but sometimes it's a fucking burden, but I still have to do it because I committed to it, And avoiding it doesn't help. That doesn't help me. And I told you, going through this whole, I don't know if I'm supposed to call it infertility issues. I don't know. Especially if I already have one. I'm not in the fucking medical field, so I don't know how that's supposed to be worded. But just not being able to conceive, and you know how hard me and my husband have been trying to bring life into this world. It's like everybody has like different stuff that they're dealing with. And what's going on in my life may be something hella small compared to going on to somebody else's life, but there's no excuses. You know what I'm saying? So learning to not have these woes is me. And just keep on pushing when it's like, oh, that's something that you should really take in to your goals and your business. Because even though, like I've told you guys, like even though like I may have paused on podcasting and stuff like that, because I have so many other aspects of doing business and having to achieve business, that I'm like, okay, as long as like keep picking away at it, as long as I'm keeping picking away at some aspects of my dreams and my goals, it's okay. It's okay when those days of I feel like fucking doing it happen, and it's absolutely okay when I have the thought of, damn, why am I doing this? But what's not okay is staying there. That's not okay. That ain't okay. And that part, writing shit down and staring minded and being in a good state of mind is so important, because if you don't think, like, get your mindset in the position to know how to coach yourself or give yourself those reminders that you are worthy, if you don't start doing those things, like when everything is good and you're okay, when you get down, it's gonna be really fucking hard to bounce out of it. Okay. Like I said, it's all right to have those moments, because everyone's gonna have those moments in time where they're just like, what the F? What am I doing? How do I do it? Everyone has those moments. If you don't have those moments, you ain't trying hard enough. Shit coming too goddamn easy. You know? But it's an old saying that says anything worth having in life doesn't come easy. So it's when you have those hard times that I'm telling you, going back to see what you wrote is so important. And the things that you've accomplished, like in the past, because like I said, your mind isn't gonna freaking remember it. I have a book. Oh, and not only when you write it out, put out the days. Shit, even put out the time. You know, put down the day and the time that you accomplished it at. Use different color ink if that's the type of personality that you have. Like some people, that shit, like not having consistency can like drive them fucking nuts. And with colors and stuff like that. With me, having the same color on everything, I'm not gonna read it. I ain't gonna pay attention to it. It's gonna become like white noise to me. So I like to have the things that I write out, even in the same day, different colors, different type of ink, pen, pencils, gel pens, colored pencils. And then I like to go back when I'm real, like really, really in a slump. Go back and just kind of like skim through the book and see, hey, I accomplished this. Damn, I did this. Wow, the goal used to be that. That's tight. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I might go back to work and take care of stuff, and sometimes I may not. You know, but it all really depends on getting my mind in a good place to be able to want to move fucking forward, or try to want to move forward, you know?